And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to Brunswick High School, home of the Railroaders, for some exciting 1A high school basketball. It's boys basketball at its finest, the Catoctin Cougars, here on the road at Brunswick. My name is Michael Betteridge. I'll be doing your play-by-play, joined here at courtside, Coach Burdett. We are at the opening tip-off as we speak. There it goes, over to Brunswick, controlled by the Railroaders. Rotors number 14, Jackson Dudley, brings it across to the left side, working it down in the corner. Top of the key. Off the pick, back out, look for the pick and roll, got it. Inside he goes, trapped in the baseline, puts it up off the glass and scores. So I apologize, but this is not a live broadcast, since most of the power is out in Thurmont. Just as we approached game time, we found out that the power in Thurmont had gone down, so we decided to record this audio for you.
A little out of control by Ben Krause there, trying to drive the lane. Good job, help side defense, Brunswick.
Dudley over to Houck. Houck takes a look. In the corner, in the Genos. Back out front to Cook. Cook drives, penetrates, dishes it out, tipped away. Good defense by the Cougars.
Yeah, Ben Krause, quick hands there. Three sport athlete. Brunswick coming out a 2-1-2 press.
Rutch brings it up across midcourt, drives, penetrates, kicks out. Oh, it gets away from out of bounds. No, saved by Brunswick.
A little out of control again, going through the lane.
Traveling violation. That one on Jackson Dudley as he tripped a little bit on the cut.
Yeah, a little out of control going through there. Both teams look a little shaky here amid cold weather.
Yeah, I kind of wondered how much the layoff and the cold weather and the time over the holiday. This is, what, a 4 or 5 day weekend for them?
Yeah, they don't go back to school until tomorrow, so they've been off since Friday of last week.
Of course, this game, a makeup game from the big flood day we had a couple weeks ago. Inside to Rutch, beautiful cutter, and he backs out. He had it open, Coach.
Yep.
Now he shoots the tray from the corner at the buzzer, and it's no good. But they pick up the rebound, so the Cougars get a fresh clock.
Madoff is always going to look to pass and get his teammates involved first.
Matt on the pick and roll, and it gets away from him. Railroaders come up with it. They push the ball down court fast. Baseline drive, pull-up shot, no good. Loose ball rebound, Offit's got it. Matt down the left side, drifts into the middle, looks for some help. Picks up his dribble, over to Rutch. He goes to the layup, misses.
Like to see him go up strong, 6'6", just go up over top of somebody.
Fingertip roll would have been nice. Top of the key, Houck. Houck fakes the shot, kicks it out to right. Dudley, he directs traffic. Moves down the left side. Drives, penetrates, blocked by Robert. Robert with the outlet. Out to Faulkner. Faulkner to Offit. He shoots. It's off to the left. Rebound, Houck.
In and out by Matt. Had Logan Williams over in the corner.
Trapped down underneath. Cook gets tied up. Gets it back. Gets tied up again. Ball's on the floor. Scramble. Rutch pulls it away. Comes out with it. Here come the Cougars. Down the right side. Williams drives. Traveling violation on Logan Williams.
Yep. Catoctin, 5 turnovers here in the first 4 minutes of the basketball game. Need to settle down, need to look, get their shooters involved. And Roberts got some size inside. Unfortunately, though, Ethan Hawk's putting on about 20 pounds on him, so that's gonna be a difference.
Mm-hmm. All right. Dudley. Down on the left wing, Pierre into Houck. Houck kicks it out. Shot from the wing. Way short. Loose ball. Good play. Number five. You see how nicely he stepped in to block that out?
Yeah, Logan Williams kept him out, boxed him out, so he couldn't save it underneath. Catoctin needs to get a good look coming down. They just really haven't gotten set into anything the first 4 minutes of the game.
Well, it's 2-0, so nobody really has.
True.
Down in the corner. Shot blocked by Hauk. Williams gets stuffed.
Like to seen him pump him there and would have went right by him. And they know, everybody knows Logan could shoot that three-pointer, so they're looking for that D to close out on him.
Tipped away, stolen by Brunswick. Here comes Pierre down the left side. He has his shot blocked, but he gets the foul. And so it looks like Collin will go to the free throw line for our first free throw shot of the afternoon. He'll shoot two.
Six turnovers by Catoctin. Just not what Coach Woodard wanted to come out. So their team's been playing really good basketball, and they have just a little shaky start here to begin.
He misses the front end. Pierre to shoot one. Got it. Rutsch into Offit. Offit way down court. Number 22 into the game now. Patrick Moreland. Logan from the top of the key rattles and drops for the tray.
They set a screen for him. If they give him space, he won't miss many.
Dudley. Backdoor cutter in there. They got him. Hauk scores.
Yep, Robert was trailing on the play. Did a little high screen. Got him loose.
5-3 Brunswick. 3:03 to go in the first. Offit penetrates. Kicks it about to the other side. Moreland drives. Right-hander no good. Partially blocked by Hauk. Out front to Ethan. He looks over to the left. Number 40 in the game. I don't have him on the roster, so we'll just have to check on that one during a break. Dudley pulls the trigger. In and out. Rattle tipped away on the line. Cougars ball.
Ben Krause coming in for Cody Faulkner. 5-3 still Brunswick. 2 minutes, 30 seconds left to go in the first.
Rutsch to inbound in backcourt.
Brunswick continuing to stay with pressure. Now they're second in a man. Now 1-2-2 trap.
Over to Krause. Back out front to Moreland. Moreland asks for help, gets it from Offit. Offit calls the play, drifts right. Over to Krause. He goes left, reverses action, penetrates, kicks out. Off it, takes a look, shoots. Got it.
Nice Matthew. Touch. Nice touch. Nice soft touch. Missed that first one. Was in and out.
Five-footer. It's good.
Brunswick definitely has an advantage inside on Catoctin.
In what regard?
Just their strength and how much more physical they are than Catoctin.
Hey, you said that, and Rutsch knocks the player to the ground and scores off the glass. Real physical play by Robert right there.
That's what they need out of him, especially with his size.
Now Dudley tries to go back and do the other way. Cougars get it.
Yeah, Robert's 6'6". He's one of the biggest kids out there, but he's given up about 20 pounds to Hauk, and Ethan Hauk is their starting quarterback for Brunswick, had an outstanding year.
Sure, so he's a good player.
Excellent player.
All right, Rutsch brings it up over to Offit. Sorry, Krause, back into Krause. He kicks out. Moreland takes a look. Beautiful cutter off the glass. Ooh, in and out. On the floor, loose ball, tie up, traveling violation.
Yeah, he fell down. Good aggressive play by Patrick Moreland. Just couldn't get his feet under him. I'd like to see them set another screen for Logan Williams, try to get him free for a three.
Back and in. Shot. Nice play.
Yeah, they're getting inside. Like I said, each player in Catoctin has given up about 20 pounds except for Ben Krause in there. Now, you got Hayden Matthews and Gavin Watkins on the bench that maybe could, you know, neutralize that.
Nice pick and roll. Tipped away. Foul on the floor. I think it's going to go against number 34.
No, they called that off-ball foul on Catoctin. I couldn't see what it was. Something underneath the basket, maybe an illegal screen.
Railroaders got the ball and a one-point lead with 28 seconds on the clock in the first. Dudley brings it up the left side. Inside, back to Dudley. Morawski over to the right side now. Good D by Williams. Borowski, top of the key, drives the lane. Pass over into the lane, shot off the glass, no good. Rebound off it. And that was the end of the first period. With the Brunswick Railroaders 9 and the Catoctin Cougars 8. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with you live here. There's the inbound to begin the second quarter of action here. Into Offit in the backcourt. Right across midcourt off the left side. Over to Faulkner in the game. Moffitt drives. He pulls up, kicks it out to Rutsch. He takes a look, and now he goes straight to the hoop with a fingertip roll and scores. I guess he heard me.
Yeah, that's what he should have done the first time. He tried to go out wide. He went straight down the middle there.
That was way up high. His head was above the rim on that one. Right side. Barakowski does a little spin move and makes it. Picks up his spin move and shoots it. Nice looking play there.
Yeah, Nathan's got a little size advantage over Cody Faulkner.
Moreland sets a pick. Offit drives off the pick and draws the foul on the floor.
Yeah, Matt's so skilled with the ball, it's hard to keep him in front. He's a tough matchup.
Cougars to inbound from underneath their own basket. Offit with the ball, looking out front to Faulkner. Faulkner sees something, rifles it inside to Moreland. He backs out. Moreland looking for help. He gets it. Over to Rutsch. They run the weave. Inside, backdoor cutter. Moreland gets trapped in the paint, has the ball stripped away, and they got him on the hand. So that one's going on number 24, Ayosha Ihana. He draws the foul, and the Cougars will step out.
Matt can see the floor so well, but he's got to know to give them the ball where they can do something good with it. When he gets down, he's underneath the basket. It's a good pass, but then he's got no place
trapped.
To go. Yep.
Yeah, he's trapped in the paint. Inside to Rutsch, and a reach over the top. That one's going to go on Borakowski.
Yep, try to come through him. I'd like him to lob that up to Robert so he can go up and get it and just use his size to just go up and be over top of everybody.
So just that quickly, three team fouls now on the Railroaders, none on the Cougars, as Offit inbounds from the baseline out front to Rutsch. He takes a look. Hand off to Faulkner, who pulls the trigger. It doesn't even get the rim, but the Cougars luck out. And I think, did they get it?
Yep. Yeah, blue ball. Gavin was down there battling for position off Brunswick. Blue ball.
Gavin Hughes in the game now as Offit inbounds. Bounce pass into Rutsch. Moreland on the cut. Back out to Offit. He looks. Guarded by Houck. He backs out front, and we've got a whistle.
That 3-second call. I like to see Matt shoot that. He'll give him space, and he's open. He's just got to be unselfish and go ahead and pull the trigger. It's hit 1-3, and the other one was in and out. Only 2 shots for him. He's got to shoot more.
All right, Dudley on the right side. Bounce pass. Borowski, top of the key. He spins, drives, pulls up his dribble, kicks it out to Houck. Half drifts right. 10 seconds on the shot clock. Over to Ihana. He goes hot. Fade off the glass, no good, but that was a pretty looking shot. Moreland wide open underneath. Shoot the. Oh my goodness. Faulkner had the shot. Wouldn't take it. Back out to Faulkner. Over to Rutsch. Faulkner on the cutter. They steal it. Ihana down the left side. Crossover. Beats Rutsch on the dribble. Goes straight to the hoop. Tries to split the defense, but he can't get it in. Here comes Rutsch. Rutsch looking. He gets Hauk off his feet. Good putback by Hughes, but it doesn't go. And the Railroaders come up with a rebound as Dudley comes down the right side.
42, that's Gavin Watkins.
Thank you.
Coast to coast by Brunswick there.
Yep, Dudley with the bucket. They take a three-point lead now. There's a reach in. No call on Borowski. Matt pulls, kicks it out.
I'd like to foul on Matt going in. I'd like to see him pull up.
He should have shot that.
Yeah,
he had the layup.
Pull up just a little bit earlier. That way he's not in there amongst the trees. He's trying to get one dribble too close to the bucket.
Well, he had already, it looked like to me, he'd already committed to the kick out.
Yeah, he did.
He
always looks to pass first, which he needs to be more unselfish, especially when Logan Williams isn't in the game. Logan's back in the game to give him some scoring.
Into Rutsch in the lane. He goes with the reverse layup, makes it.
Nice
pretty
play.
Move.
Nice play. Size helped him there. Able to extend out.
Dudley, midcourt, guarded by Offit. He goes right, spins, shoots the left-hander. It's good. Nice move by Jackson Dudley.
Yeah, Matt got to do a better job of keeping him in front of D. Gave one up there.
Rutsch shoots the three. It's good. He drains that. Nothing but strings on that one. Now a tie score. Down on the left side, Borowski. He drives the paint, pull up, tried to get it in, knocked away by Hughes. Railroaders get it back. Dudley, guarded by Hughes. He goes into the lane, makes some contact, and there's a whistle. Dudley has good balance.
Gavin Watkins, that's his first.
Watkins.
Yeah,
I keep saying Hughes.
Yeah, Coach Woodard went with Gavin Watkins sub a couple minutes ago, and it's paid off for him because he's come in and got like four rebounds, but he's a little bit thicker than a couple of the other guys, and I think that's helping him against Brunswick.
Yep.
So he's seeing a substantial minutes here,
mm-hmm.
and it's made a difference on the boards.
Dudley makes the front end. At the 4:06 mark of the first half. Got them both. Good free throw shooting by the Railroaders. Off it. Brings it up. Signals the play. Drifts right. Over on the left side to Kraus. Back to Off it. Off it. Looks underneath. Lobs inside to Rutsch. He has the ball stolen.
He got three people down him there. Matt's just got to be smarter than that.
Hauk, top of the key. Good screen. Pick and roll. They lose it, get it back. Shot from the corner. Ho-ho! Number 20 with the bucket. Rattles a nice, pretty little three-jumper. A Jacob Genos. And timeout on the floor.
Yeah, timeout by Coach Woodard.
It's not letting me record anything. It says memory card full.
Okay, don't worry about it.
Is there much I can do?
All right, time is in. The ball's inbound to Offit. Cougars have it. 3:23 on the clock. 20-15. Brunswick on top.
Hayden Matthews comes in for Gavin Watkins on the timeout.
Hayden in the corner, looking underneath. Rutsch picks up his dribble, has it tipped away, stolen, ball's on the floor. Brunswick's got it. Here comes down the left side, into the paint. Right-hander off the glass, gets his own rebound. Colin Pierre fouled, no bucket.
Yep, fouled by Hayden, got him down on the elbow. Catoctin's got to take their time getting the offensive set. Everything, they're getting backdoor cuts, but they're giving the receiver the pass. No place to really go with it. Brunswick is doing a great job of sliding back their defenders and getting help on it.
Pierre misses the first one. Colin will shoot one. Got it. 6-point lead now, biggest lead of the game for the Railroaders as they apply a little backcourt pressure now. Rutch brings it up and draws the foul on the floor.
Yeah, I'd like to see Matt bring the ball up there and that against that.
Fifth team foul, that'll send Rutch to the free throw line to shoot the two-shot foul bonus. Of course, this year in high school basketball, it's not a one-and-one anymore. And he rattles in and out, misses the front end. So Robert will shoot one as he wipes the bottom of those lime green shoes and shoots. Misses them both. Rebound Brunswick. Here comes Pierre. Over to Houck. Houck lobs inside, stolen by Matthews. Matthews looking for help. He brings it up. Over to Krause. Krause down the right side. Krause spin. Back to Rutch. Back out to Krause. He steps out. Wants to take a look. He doesn't. Rutch sees the seam. Goes off the glass and scores.
Nice play by Robert.
Dudley down the left side, guarded by Offit. Bounce pass to Pierre, looking for the cutter, got it. Off his foot, loses it. Matthews, beautiful play by Matthews as he gave it all. Laid out on the floor and saved the ball. Rutch, Hayden shoots. In and out. Rebound, Brunswick.
Robert being unselfish, passed over to Hayden. I'd like to see Robert take that shot. He's hit the last couple.
Bounce pass to Pierre on the right. Underneath, inside to Houck. He goes around. Oh, and a beautiful block by Rutch. He comes down the left side, fires it down court to Hayden. Matthews looking for help. Off it. He goes up. Over to Matthews. Matthews shoots. No good. Kick out to Off it. Off it on the right side, in the corner, out front. Williams has it. Stolen. Here comes a breakaway spin. Oh, what a move.
Nice spin move.
Mark Cook. Back the other way. Rutch gets the roll.
He's hard to stomp in there. They need to take advantage of that and just keep feeding them the rock.
4-point game, 23-19. Brunswick with the lead and the ball with 43 seconds and a half. Off the pick. Over on the right side, Houck fires underneath. Loose ball stolen away. No, they get it back. Shot is good. So Mark Cook makes him pay down in the paint. Rutch brings it across midcourt. Guarded by Houck. He drifts right. Looking for that last shot. They go weave. Spin into the what a move by number five, Logan Williams to score. Back the other way, Dudley at the buzzer, can't get it to go. So Railroaders will take a 25-21 lead into the dressing room. We'll take a break and be right back with our first half wrap up after this. All right, we're back with you here live for the start of the third period here. Second half action on the radio. Brunswick with the inbound. Ball's on the floor. Houck pulls the trigger. Loose ball. Oh, wow. Who was that got wiped out?
Cody Faulkner. Brunswick came through there on the rebound, man. Hit his head on the floor. They should take a look at him.
Yeah, they need to. Wow. He hit the deck hard.
Yep.
He says he puts his finger thumb up and he said, I'm okay. All right.
Yeah, I would too when I was playing. I wouldn't come out.
Rutsch.
I don't blame him.
Yeah, Rutsch to inbound. Well, depends on whether he get his clock cleaned or not.
Yep.
Oh, straight to the hoop. Matthew has his shot partially blocked. And now Faulkner gets...
reach-in foul.
Yeah.
That's where I'd like to see Matt pull up because he's got the guy going to the basket.
Mm-hmm.
And then his size hurts him when he gets down low. Mm-hmm. If he pulls up one dribble short, he gets got a little runner.
Goes off the glass?
Yep.
Yeah. Okay. Dudley brings it up. 25-21, in case you just joined us here. We're on a delay recorded broadcast because the power is out in Thurmont. Cougars with the steal and the ball as Rutsch brings it up midcourt. He goes crossover to the hoop. Left-hander off the glass and scores.
He's got length. He's length and he got fouled, I believe. Like to
Piero.
See.
Oh, nifty move, but he can't finish. Ball on the ground. Offit picks it up. He comes down the right side. Bounce pass. Shot from the corner way off. Loose ball on the floor. Reverse layup. No good. Rebound, Brunswick. Dudley drifts to the middle. Goes hot. Right-hander. Off the glass. No good. Gets his own rebound. Kick out. And now a foul that's going to go on Krause.
Yeah, like the scene they had him defended well. Like the scene Matt take one step over. Logan Williams got a look at a three down there, came short off the rim.
Jenis steps out. Out to Houck, back to Jenis. Back to Houck. Round to the top to Dudley. Dudley's looking. Over to Houck in the corner. Houck goes in, shoots on the run, no good. Rebound Cougars. Coming hard. Logan Williams puts up the runner hard. It doesn't go. Rebound Brunswick.
Like the aggressiveness, but no numbers there. 1-on-3. Should have pulled it out. 2-point ball game.
Into Houck. Houck trying to dribble in. Bounce pass underneath. Back out. In the corner. Shot. Swish. Number 32 with the bucket. Colin Pierre with the three-pointer. Off it, top of the key. Rutsch, high post. Williams pulls the trigger. It's out.
Forcing it a little bit.
Not setting up, taking his time on the shot. He rushed it. Stolen by Rutsch. Here he comes. Through Dudley, straight to the tip. Finger roll, it's good.
Yeah, Robert's got to look to take over here. He looks like a man amongst boys out here. He just needs to take over at this point.
I agree. Dudley, midcourt. Down the Houck. Whistle and a foul underneath.
On Ben Krause, pushing, trying to get position. Really didn't see much there, but.
Substitutions. Moreland comes in.
Gavin Watkins, Cody Faulkner, and Logan Williams go out. I talked to Logan, assistant coach, on those shots right there, rushing him a little bit on his 1-on-3 numbers.
Brunswick to inbound, into Houck. Woohoo, there's another three by Brunswick, starting to get that range. Number 30, Nathan Barowski.
Good pick and roll,
beautiful play. Nice. They score. Catoctin puts two in.
Set up nicely.
Straight pull up. Borowski misses it. Air ball. Out of bounds. Cougars will get it.
Hit those last two threes. Got in for two and got a little short there, but it was on target. Just a little short.
Off it on the left wing. Off the pick. Back over to Ben. Krause has it. Back to Offit in the corner. Offit penetrates, turns, shoots the five-footer. It's good. And he draws a foul.
That's what Matt needs to do more of. If he's right there at that bubble shot, he's getting two down, too far deep. That one he didn't, stayed right where he should have.
Oh, he gets the good shooter's roll over the front of the rim for the free throw.
Cut it to one here.
Dudley brings it up, guarded by Offit on the right side. Bounce pass in the corner. Pierre, he drives, pulls up, shoots a five-footer. It's good.
Nice stroke.
Offit, top of the key, looking. Watkins sets the pick. No look. Watkins shoots, no good. Gets his own rebound, the putback, no good. Loose ball, gets that rebound. The putback is good.
Caught him for a push on the rebound.
Shot doesn't count?
No, called Gavin for a push coming through there. Fight following his shot.
Well, he was aggressive.
Yeah, it was little close.
Dudley across the midcourt line, down on the right side. Genos back to Dudley. Over to Houck. Houck penetrates. Inside, underneath. Misses the reverse layup. Tie up on the floor. Jump ball. Possession arrow, Catoctin.
You think Gavin Watkins played football on the D line and offensive line? It kind of looked
he
like
he took him
right
down
there
on that one. It looked like a scramble for the fumble, didn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah, sure did.
Fumble drill.
We saw Hayden Matthews get on one earlier, so that always helps.
Football players love to get down in the dirt. Into Offit. Offit in the backcourt, guarded by Dudley. Dudley gives him a little head fake. Matt brings it across. Stutter step. Matt pulls up, shoots. Too hard off the back iron. Loose ball on the floor. Brunswick comes up with it. Matt ties it up. Jump ball. This one will go the other way.
Like the shot by Matt, being a little bit more aggressive just off. He hit that last one, went ahead and took that one just a little off. Just got to calm down. Like to see them run a screen outside for Logan Williams, though. Have to give him space to shoot the basketball.
33-30. Brunswick on top. They've led most of the game at the 2:28 mark. Borowski over to the right. Dudley shoots in and out. Up in the air. Loose ball. It was a scramble for it. Brunswick comes out with it. And a whistle.
3 seconds.
3 seconds.
Sub comes in. Brunswick, number 40. Still don't have him on our roster. Jacob Janos goes out.
Williams goes hot to the basket. Whistle.
Foul spell number 30. Nathan Borowski, that's his third.
Number 12 for Brunswick, Elijah Miller coming in.
Looks like Borowski's going to get a rest.
Yeah, he's hit two big threes for them, giving them this three-point lead.
Into Williams, he pulls the trigger. There it is. That's that stroke. Three points.
Got a screen for him, gave him space. You give him a little space, he'll knock it down.
Dudley down on the left side. Off the pick. Over to Mosley. Miller to Dudley. Dudley looks, fakes the pass underneath, pulls it back. He drives, penetrates, dribbles, pulls up, shoots a five-footer off the glass. What a beautiful touch.
Tough shot. Tough shot. Well defended. Nice move.
Offit brings it across. Over to Kraus on the right. Kraus to Rutsch. Rutsch top of the key. He looks. He traveled.
He did. Switch his
foot. He did travel. That little stutter. Stutter there with his feet. Trying to get Hauk off balance. It's the right thing to do, but just a little shuffle.
Switched over. Was going to go left. Just switched that pivot foot. Robert's been quiet for a couple minutes. Trying to look, get back into offense.
Two-point game. Railroaders on top, 35-33 at the 111 mark of the third.
Hayden Matthews in for Catoctin. Gavin Waskins comes out.
Colin Peer brings it up. Looking for help. He gets it. Down on the right side. Lobbed inside to Ehan. Reverse layup is good.
That's where Brunswick definitely has advantage inside on them. I was talking about earlier.
Inside to Hayden Matthews, knocked away by Brunswick. Out of bounds into the Cougars bench. Catoctin will inbound. Offit into Moreland. Moreland to Offit. Offit, he shoots. There it is. Matt hits the tray.
Yeah. Too good of a shooter just not to shoot it. I'm glad he's shooting the last couple shots here.
Mosley, he goes hot. And he's fouled. Basket doesn't go. Moreland trying to draw the charge, doesn't get it.
Yeah, he was there, but I think they called it on Robert. They're looking at Robert, got Robert coming over. Robert did foul him, but Pat Moreland was in position for the charge.
They're not going to give him the shooting foul. Yes, they are.
Yeah,
the other referee signals two.
Yeah, two.
So they started to inbound it, but then.
just a little miscommunication. He was definitely shooting the basketball.
37-36. Mosley to shoot two. Missed it. Short off the front rim.
In a game like this, one-point game, those free throws are crucial.
Missed them both. Hayden Matthews with the bounder.
Like to see Logan, Matt, or Robert get a shot here. That's where they need to go. Matt's trying to bark out some directions.
Logan to Rutsch, guarded by Ihana. He drifts right. Hand off to Matthews. Matthews looking. They weave to Offit. Offit off the pick. In the air. Hayden with reverse layup. Can't get it to drop. Railroaders ball.
Like to see them go to one of those big three right there. Time and place, got to know into the game.
You got to make that reverse layup when you're standing under the basket. That's a gimme. At the buzzer, no good. So the score will remain Brunswick Railroaders 37, the Catoctin Cougars 36. I want to thank our sponsors for making this game possible. That's American Legion Post 168 of Thurmont, Center of Life Chiropractic, Fredericktown Yamaha, Kelco Plumbing, and Thurmont Country Kitchen. Thank you for sponsoring today's delayed broadcast recording of this game, Catoctin at Brunswick, here at Brunswick High School on a beautiful snowy night, and a cold one it is. We'll be right back. Offline, we're talking offline here about how Hayden had to make those, and he did. So Matthews gives the Cougars the lead. And a seesaw game this has been. Lob inside is challenged. Cougars knock it away. Ihana gets it. He shoots off the glass, misses. Loose ball. Ihana gets the putback. And he's just taller than everybody.
Well, there's no box out, though. I mean, just letting him crash the boards.
Rutsch sees the opening, goes left-hand scoop shot and puts it in.
He's tapping his arm that he got fouled, and he did.
Back and forth lead here. In the fourth period, off the pick, Pierre, over to Dudley. Dudley to Ihana. Ihana goes hot, pulls up, shoots on the run, no good, and they're going to call Hauk over the back.
Yeah, he gave him a push, gave Pat Moreland. Now he boxed out that time, and he gave him a push. A little bit different that time down the floor because of boxing out.
That's his first.
Brunswick coach talking, wanted a little clarification on that foul.
Rutsch to inbound, back court, little full court pressure now by Brunswick. Now they relax on the inbound. Offit brings it up, guarded by Dudley.
Mask got to look, dribble, penetrate again.
Crossover behind the back, over to Hayden. Hayden takes a look. Again, over to Offit. Hayden cuts to the basket. Offit, guarded by Dudley, goes baseline. Spins, pulls out, kicks it out. Rutsch wide open, shoots the three. It's good! It's good! And Robert points to Coach Zach.
Yeah, big kick out. Big kick out by Matt. Saw him, spotted up, drained it.
Dudley goes up, blocked by Rutsch. Railroaders get the rebound. Penetration, double pump, no good. Rebound Rutsch. He calls everybody off and brings it up, guarded by Ihana. He wants to go. There he goes. Oh, blocked. Ihana got the block on him. And Ihana goes back the other way and shows him how it's done.
Yeah, Robert called everybody off, went there.
Problem is he had the left hand and he wouldn't go with it. He went with the right into Ihana, and Ihana got the block. Robert, not a good left-hand shooter. He goes pick and roll, not there. Down on the right side. Moreland back to Offit. Offit shoots. It's good! Yeah. Matt gets another three.
He needs to look for that more. Cougars timeout, Brunswick. Got a little momentum.
Yes, yes. The Cougars have opened up a five-point lead, 46-41, and they battled back from 5 points down. That's a 10-point swing.
Yep, their biggest lead of the night. Did some things. Got their big three involved there. Matt and Robert taking over, starting to show their senior leadership. Now they're going to concentrate on them. Now I would like to see them give a screen for Logan Williams, and they won't be expecting it. Get him involved, then you got your big three scores, and then everybody else just knowing their role.
Makes sense. All right. Little Leonard Skinner in the background there for us.
Oh, yeah, it's a little loud.
So they call me the breeze.
Yeah.
Here we go. All right, Colin Peer in the backcourt as we prepare for inbound. 5:27 to go in the game. Cougars lead at 46-41.
Yep, definitely a momentum swing. See what Brunswick does coming out of this timeout. See what play they set up. Got a double high post.
Dudley over to Mosley, inside to Houck, and Moreland gets called for reaching over the top.
Yep.
Foul's call number 22, Patrick Moreland.
Brunswick, that's a righteous foul, though.
Yeah, Brunswick's looking to go inside. You can see that's been their game plan all night. You definitely have the physicality over Catoctin down underneath.
Oh, stolen by Offit on the inbound. Matt comes up hard. He's got a one-on-two, and he backs out wisely. Out front to Rutsch. Robert goes to the hoop. Scores and draws the foul.
Nice strong move by Robert. He's taking over here. Him and Matt Offit, seniors down the stretch, have taken over.
Robert to shoot one. Steps up to the free throw line, spins that ball, and shoots. No good. And we've got a whistle. I believe we had a lane violation. Robert's going to get another shot at it.
Yeah, he looks a little winded, man. I like to see Coach Woodward give Robert like a 30-second rest right here, get a timeout even if he doesn't want to take him off the floor.
Watkins in or something?
Yeah, just to give him a little rest, man. He's looking winded. This might help him, this little delay. The referee's talking to Coach Woodward. This might help him a little bit to get his win about.
What do you think they're talking about?
I have no idea.
Lane violation was on Brunswick.
Yeah, I have no idea. Okay. Maybe there might have been some I don't know.
All right.
But it worked for Robert. Get him some rest. I think he'll knock this one down with the rest.
All right, Robert, toes the line. Bounces twice. Shoots. Got it. Nothing but net. Nice soft touch. You were right. In it goes. Pierre down the left side. Over to Houck. Houck guarded by Rutsch. Out front. Oh, beautiful hands by Robert. Houck trying to hit the cutter on the back door reverse.
Yep, Robert with his long length on the D.
Out comes Houck and Pierre, and in comes Ihana.
Borowski. He hit those two threes earlier. Put him in the game now. Look for him to fire one up.
Dudley goes up. He shoots on the run. Doesn't get the roll. Loose ball. Put back is good. Good follow.
Mark Cook on a follow.
Off it. Bounce pass to Rutsch. He spins, turns, stops in the paint. Wide open underneath. We've got a foul on Matthews. Matthews will shoot two.
Yeah, hit him from behind. Little late on the whistle. Thought he was going to get the layup.
Foul's called number 30, Nathan Borowski. That's his fourth.
So Hayden Matthews will take his first trip to the charity stripe, and he'll shoot two. No. Just a little to the left.
Just a little bit.
Hayden to shoot one. 49-43. Cougars on top. Short. Loose ball on the floor. Scramble. Ihana comes up with it. Over to Mosley. He goes straight to the hoop. Kick out Pierre. Dudley. Dudley to Cook. Back to Dudley. They play catch. Dudley asks for help. He gets it. Top of the key. Shot. No good. Rebound. Dudley. Kick out.
Walk.
Traveling violation on Cook.
Borowski took that shot. It looked good. I thought it was in. He hit those two early. Got to get somebody on Dudley, though. Dudley's starting to hurt them a little bit.
Yeah. Yeah. Matt needs help. Full court pressure on the inbound now. Cougars get it in. Rutsch brings it up. Fires it down court to Hayden, wide open. Skip pass. Off it, pulls the trigger. Rims in and out. Rebound to Hannah.
Good shot, though, by Matt. I would like to see him take that shot. Just can't be afraid to take another one.
Ihana, he travels. Took about three steps before he put the ball on the wood.
Maybe four. Looked like football out there. I thought that was a good cut, a slant pattern.
Tight end slant. Rutsch, full court pressure now by Brunswick. They move it up. Logan, ball's kicked.
Yep.
That'll reset out of bounds in front of the Brunswick bench.
Yep, should reset the shot clock.
Timeout on the floor.
Yeah. I don't know why they didn't reset that clock on the kick ball.
Yeah, I don't either. It's at 22.
Yeah.
All right, we'll step aside for a break. Be right back here at Brunswick High School. All right, we're back. Inbound to Williams. Williams goes hard down the right side off the glass and scores.
Yeah, part of that big three they have.
Biggest lead of the game for Catoctin, 8 points. Ihana has it, trying to back in. Can't get it. Looking, got a wide open cut to Houck, and he puts it in.
Yep, got Robert looking. Got Robert flat-footed, went back door on him. Brunswick in a 1-2-2 press.
Rutsch picks up his dribble. Logan shoots. No good. Rebound. Borowski. He goes hard. Oh, I thought he turned the ball over that time.
He did.
He didn't get called on the palming violation, but
no,
it goes out of bounds off the Railroaders. Cougars will have it.
No, foul.
Oh, foul?
Yeah, okay. Foul on.
Foul's called number 34, Luka Mosley. That's his
first. So it's on Mosley.
Yep.
Correction, it was on 24.
Ihana.
Ihana.
They make a correction. Ihana with the foul. That's four team fouls on Brunswick. They've got one to give. Full court pressure now. They get it into Offit. Offit goes right. Brings it across midcourt. Penetrates. Bounce pass underneath. What was the call? Travel?
Yeah, Matt, right pass by Matt. He's just a little bit ahead of where the player is skill-wise. He that was the right play, and that would have been a layup.
Dudley brings it up. 2:45 to go in the game.
Ahano looking, shoots, scores. 47-51, inbound off it, brings it up, off the Rauch. Rauch bringing it up court. Double team, stolen by Brunswick. Foul by Rauch out front. Brunswick ball. Got a little bit in a hurry, needed to keep the ball in Matt's hands there, bringing it up court. 2:22 left to go in the basketball game. Kentockton comes out in man-to-man. Inbound is Dabrowski. Coach calling out directions. Borowski to inbounds. To Ahana. Ahana looking, takes baseline on Matthews. Spins up, scores. 2-point basketball game. 2:15 left. Rouse brings the ball up. Over to Matthews. Matthews brings it up. Matthews looking, gives it to Logan. Williams to Rouse. Screen. 3-pointer. Timeout. Timeout, Kentockton, 49-51. Logan Williams hit that three right before the timeout. 2:03 left, and we'll take a break. Looking for Rauch. Rauch looking. Back to Kraus. Sets a screen. Kraus to Offit. Offit squares up. 8 on the shot clock. Matt driving, pulls up, got fouled, and bucket. Great shot by Matt.
Brunswick, he pulled the
trigger.
Down
it. Dudley to Hawk. Hawk looking. Cutter. Ihana looking. Double team.
Yeah, that was a bad matchup.
Yep. Got away with the travel right there. Timeout, Brunswick. 1:33 left, 51-53.
Ah, boy, that's got to love a 2-point game here, and it's close.
Yeah, Brunswick, Kentockton, throw out the records. 2-1A schools, only 2-1A schools in Frederick County. You wouldn't expect anything less.
So did this game have any playoff implications?
Yeah, huge. If Kentockton wins this game, they got a 2-game lead for home playoffs. So if not, it's going to tighten it up. So them wanting to win this game, really, Coach Woodward talking to him earlier, this is one that they need to have going down the stretch in March to go where they want to go.
So it's Kentockton ball now. They have a 2-point lead. I say get it to Rutsch. Let him draw the foul because you only got one to give. Brunswick's got one to give.
You got to go with one of those three. Rauch, Matt Offit hit that last shot, or Logan Williams. One of those three guys have got to take the shot. Anybody else is just there to get the rebound and get them out of trouble.
But I've yet to see them stop Robert when he penetrates.
No, only one on Ihana when he went to that right hand on the left-hand side. That was it.
Inbound. Oh, man, a lot of contact. Foul. Okay, a little makeup there. Faulkner got mugged.
He did get mugged. He got pushed going on the inbounds. Hawk got away with it.
They're going to walk the floor.
Yep. He's going to shoot two. Yep.
So important free throws right here. For the Kentockton.
Can't hear you. Yeah, I got you now.
All right. No. Cody misses the first one.
Big free throw.
Yeah.
Yep, especially to make this a 3-point game right here. That was big. Could have made it 2 possessions.
Correct. Faulkner to shoot one. No, he misses them both. Ihana pulls it down. Brings it up. Borowski out front, guarded by Faulkner. Lobs inside to Ihana. He comes out front, guarded by Rutsch. Ihana wants to go. He does. Pulls up, shoots on the run, no good. Gets his own rebound, put back blocked. And off of Hayden Matthews, it'll be Brunswick ball.
Niles off of Faulkner, down underneath, checking in is Pat Moreland. He's checking in for Cody Faulkner. Brunswick ball underneath. I look for him to go a Hanna or a Hawk right here. They're just size difference underneath is just
huge.
It's just big.
Right here. Into a Hanna. Guarded by Moreland. He gets it off and makes it. Tie game.
Yep. Got to look to get the ball in Matt's hands here and bring it down.
Rutsch, he goes hard, cross midcourt. Guarded by Ahana, crossover. Looking for help. Polk picks up his dribble. He shoots. Good!
Big shot by Robert. Like I said, put him on his back. Brunswick coming down the floor. Borowski.
Clutch shot by Rutsch. Borowski goes shot, and he makes it. Back to tie game again. 30 seconds on the clock. We could go to overtime. It's all on Matt. Matt brings it across midcourt. Over to Williams. Williams to Rutsch. 20 seconds on the clock. Rutsch guarded by Ahana. They isolate. Everybody backs out. Rutsch is going to go for it. There he goes. Handoff. Back in the corner. Moreland. Rutsch. He goes hot. Spins. Turns. Shoots. And he's fouled.
Oh, we got two different calls. We
yes,
got a
we
foul
do.
And we got a walk. They're going to discuss it. They're it's calling a travel.
Call a travel. Uh-oh. That is death. 7 seconds on the clock. The game knotted up at 55. Brunswick is going to have to rush it down court.
Timeout.
Timeout on the floor. Of all the games that we couldn't do live, this was one of the best games of the year. What a shame. The power out in Thurmont, all over town. Radio station dark. Had to record this one from courtside, audio only.
And the power, I just checked, the power is still out in Thurmont.
Been out for over an hour and a half now.
Yeah.
Must be a serious outage. So, Coach, what do we do for overtime? How many minutes on the clock?
Should be 3 minutes for overtime. Each team will get another timeout. So, you know, Brunswick got back into basketball in the game. They were down by 8. They went inside, used their size. A couple ill-advised plays with Catoctin taking care of the basketball, bringing it up. Got double-teamed. Those turnovers. Brunswick went on that 6-0 run, tightened the game up. And then now, here we are, Brunswick, Catoctin, like normal, 55 with 7 seconds.
So out on the floor for the Cougars, we've got Moreland, Rutsch, Matthews, Krause, and Offit. Ehan.
Catoctin hadn't showed pressure all night, and a 1-2, it looks like they're in a man, going to double on a man. They have fouls to give. They can give 2 fouls here, which I would do.
Here's the end to Houck. Houck brings it up midcourt.
On foul.
He shoots. It's short into the hands of the Cougars, and there's the buzzer. We're going to overtime.
Yep.
Wow. Overtime at Brunswick. Knotted up at a double nickel.
Yeah, 55-55. I don't think Brunswick needed that three. They had plenty of time.
Yeah, that was a bit double
clutch three by Ethan Hawk out front.
I don't think he knew he had enough time. I think he thought it was about to expire.
If I'm Coach Woodard, I take that shot all day long and go, let's play another 3 minutes and find out who wins this thing.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have to play another 3 minutes.
No.
If Faulkner makes those 2 foul shots, we'll go home right now.
Yeah.
That's how important. You said it earlier. Yeah. You said how important foul shots are.
Yeah.
There's a great illustration
of how important. Especially in how tight this game is here. Especially with what Catoctin has on for a home playoff game, riding on the line and having been at home in the playoffs on a home playoff game since 2019-2020.
Other side of the equation, Rutsch makes that pressure shot jumper from 10 foot. He misses that, and we go home with a Brunswick win.
Robert put people on his back all night. I mean, he's carried this Catoctin team. And then Matt Offit stepped up and took the shots that he needed to take. Now they just need to get Logan Williams involved because he can be a difference maker as well. And he went silent for a little bit.
All right, both teams back out on the floor. Time is in. 3 minutes on the clock. As I said earlier, we're knotted up at 55 apiece into overtime. This is our first overtime period. Now, what happens if we end up tied again? Another overtime.
Be double overtime.
I don't expect that to happen, but.
Well, you never know.
You don't. Stranger things have happened. We will have a tip-off. Ihana and Rutsch standing in the center circle. Dudley taps Ihana on the shoulder, tells him something.
Ihana's played well. He's caused Roberts some problems.
Yes, he has.
He's going to tip it to Offit here. They got something planned. Just gave each other a look.
Back to Dudley. Yeah, so Dudley knew. He just wanted Ihana to know he was right behind him because Ihana batted it back behind himself to Dudley. So Dudley on the left side. Matt knocks it away. Good D.
Yeah, quick hands by Matt. He needs to keep Dudley in front of him, man. Dudley's got free for a couple baskets down in here.
Lob inside to Ihana, guarded by Rutsch. Ihana goes baseline, pulls up, has a shot blocked, and he gets a whistle.
Yep. He's very quick and just got a quick first step by Robert.
So Ihana will shoot two from the free throw line. Trying to break the tie here that brought us to overtime. No.
Strong off the back of the rim. Got to look for that. If I'm a player, I'm going to say it might come long off the board.
Throws up a brick there. In and out. Loose ball up in the air. Rebound Rutsch. Offit picks up his dribble. Back to Rutsch. Rutsch brings it up. Guarded by Ihana. Looking. Crossover. Backs into the paint. Pulls up. Travel. Robert on the travel, looks to his bench.
Robert looking to go. Ihana's can keep him in front. He's quick. He needs to look to get Matt and Logan Williams involved and then let them create space for him.
And Ihana's made an adjustment to Robert's penetration now. You can see he's taken away the right hand.
Yep.
He's playing him hard to the right. Lob inside. Pull-up shot is good. So Brunswick breaks the lead. Number 10, Mark Cook on the bucket.
Yep. Went inside against Hayden Matthews.
Kraus goes hard off the legs of Ihana. Cougars ball. I don't know what Ben saw that he shot down through that lane like that, but
they're calling a push on. They're calling a push. They're calling a foul. So we're going to get shoot two. Kentuckton's going to shoot two. They called a push on Hawk coming down the lane.
Oh, okay. So Ben Kraus will step to the free throw line to shoot two with 2:07 on the clock. And he gets the roll.
Pat Moreland checking in. IB for Hayden. Good substitution by Coach Woodard there.
It is, yes. So Kraus to shoot one. Got them both.
Now they can't.
Matthews comes back in
They can't. He can't do that
Williams.
Until the ball is put in play, but I'm not going to say nothing if they're not.
All right. I didn't understand that myself.
There's got to be a second to tick off the clock. Can't be on another dead ball.
Tie game out front to Borowski. Borowski between the legs goes hard. Knocks it away, and we had a foul.
Yeah, he was passing the ball there. Right, they just should have let him go. He's pointed down on the sideline. That's the right call instead of saying two. So it's possession. Good call by the referee. It was a foul on the pass, and I thought he was going to call it on the shot. But that's a seasoned official there out of the three-man crew.
Hauk to inbound. Over to Dudley in the corner, guarded by Offit. Dudley. Looks, fires it back out front, working around. Borowski shoots the three. In and out, loose ball. Ihana comes up with it. Reverse layup, no good. Rebound, Rutsch. Rutsch to Offit. Offit hard down the right side. Matthew has his pocket pick.
That was Ben Krause. They need to get the ball to Opito. Oh. They need to get the ball to Matt so that doesn't happen.
The pink shoes are what's throwing me off. In the lane, shot is no good, but Dudley draws the foul. He'll juke two with it knotted up at 57 apiece. A minute 23 to go.
Matt's got to know time and score and know that Ben Krause is bringing a ball up there. And Ben's a good ball handler, but he needs to know that the ball's got to be in Matt's hands with this score and with this time.
Dudley to shoot two. Big three throws here. Oh, and he misses it. Wow.
His feet together are on his form, and he's a little off balance. And
he was falling to the right when he shot it.
Yep. So his feet are really close.
Yeah.
He doesn't have an athletic stance to shoot his free throw.
Williams gets about a 2 minute rest. He's back in now for Matthews. Dudley to shoot one. Big free throw. He makes it. That's a 1 point game now. So that means that we're not going to go tie anymore. Whoa, outlet underneath to Moreland. Moreland gets stuck. He kicks out to Rutsch. Rutsch goes up, shoots on the run, in and out, loose ball, rebound. Rutsch steals it, turns around and shoots. No good. Loose ball, rebound, Rutsch. On the line, Brunswick gets it.
Yep.
Wow, Robert has a tough time. He has two shots that can't go.
Yep. He's told him right play. Got the rebound down underneath. Probably should have kicked out.
So Cougars call a timeout. 58-57. Brunswick on top with a minute 7 to go. We're in overtime. And take an opportunity to thank our sponsors for this wonderful game. What a great game this was. Sorry we couldn't bring it to you live. That's American Legion Post 168. Center of Life Chiropractic, Fredericktown Yamaha, Kelco Plumbing, and Thurmont Country Kitchen.
Power's back on in Thurmont.
Hallelujah. Little AC/DC for you there during the break here. All right, here we go.
A little pressure by Kentuckton, a little 1-3-1 looking to trap.
Minute 7 on the clock, into Dudley, over to Barowski. Lob down court to Johanna. Johanna draws a double team, fires inside, wide open, Cook. He kicks it over, shot blocked.
Big block
by Rutsch.
Big block by Robert, came over, had a layup there for Barowski.
Brunswick into Johanna. Johanna, he shoots. In and out. Rattles in and out. Hutch pulls it down. Out to Offit. Offit with 48 seconds on the clock. Down by one. Logan shoots. No good. Loose ball and a push on Rutsch.
Good look by Logan. Feet were set. Hit the rim. In and out.
So we walked the floor. I thought we had one to give on that. Yeah, no, he walked the floor.
Yep.
So it looks like Cook is going to shoot two.
Yeah, plenty of time left. I mean, even if he makes both, don't need a three. Can drive. Brunswick won't foul. Got your timeouts left.
Cook to shoot two now. Dribbles twice. Shoots. No good. Short off the front of the rim.
It'll make him think about it. Coach Woodard, timeout. Set up what he wants, the next offensive possession.
Well, power may be back on in Thurmont, but the station's still dark.
Well, on a night like tonight, at least the power is back on in Thermite, because if you go a couple hours in this weather, it starts to become an emergency for everyone. Unless you got a wood stove. At least you got heat.
Or a generator.
Yeah. Yeah.
I've got one of these big, huge, old cast iron Franklin stove down in the basement. That comes from the 60s when we used to have power go out for a week or two at a time. That thing will heat the whole house. You can cook on it. It's great. You can live in the basement.
There you go. That's what they need up there tonight. But
it's 17 degrees out.
Yep. Too bad we couldn't do this one live, because it's a one-point ball game.
It's a barn burner.
Brunswick at the line, up one. Catoctin's had their chances, just in and out, a couple shots.
Yeah.
Brunswick's had their chances.
All right, here we go now. Big free throws. One shot for Cook. The one-point lead for Brunswick, 42 seconds on the clock in the overtime. In and out. Rebound Cougars.
Kraus with the rebound, brings it up.
Off it. Guarded by Houck, brings it up. I'm sorry, Kraus brings it up. Over to Houck. Off it has it. Rutsch. Matt has it. Matt shoots. Wham! There's
big
the three
for Matt.
And he drained it from the top of the key. Nothing but strings. What a shot. Big time shot to give the Cougars a two-point lead.
Saw him the play before when Robert took that shot, was yelling at him to give him the ball out there in the kickout. Not surprised that he took that shot, and he said, we're not going to lose this basketball game. Big three, step back three. He knew it was good as soon as it left his hands. He just held his hand there. Now they got to know that they're going into a Hana or Hawk. So my guess is Ahana, but man, you can't lose Borowski, because if they leave and double on Ahana down underneath, Borowski's going to shoot that three.
Not only that, but they can't foul. They can't give up the foul. They got to let him go.
Yep.
And it's 20 seconds on the clock. There's plenty of time for Brunswick to get the ball up court and run a play.
Oh, absolutely. They're going to get the look they want. The coach drawing it up. Like I said, it's going to go to Ahana or our house. I can't look. And you just got to know where 30 is, Borowski. And if they do that, I think they'll have it well defended. And I think they'll make Brunswick work for the shot that they want.
So what about putting like a Watkins body in the game and put a both on him?
Well, he did. He didn't put Watkins in. He's going with Hayden Matthews on the defensive end.
All right.
So then I look for him to sub if they get the ball back, man. Because if we get the rebound here and Hayden gets it, they're gonna foul him. And then Hayden going to the free throw line, you know, Coach Woodard's not gonna want that.
All right. Here's the inbound. Inbound to Dudley. Dudley brings it up across midcourt on the left side, and they immediately call timeout.
Yep, going to set up their half-court set.
Big smart play.
Yep, going to come out of the half-court set. I look for him to do the high and low post and then run a double screen off of that, off down the corner. So if they got that, they're going to look for that curl coming down to the block and then get a layup.
Yeah. 4 seconds off the clock, 16 seconds to go. The Cougars lead it by 2. 60-58 in first overtime here. And
now,
I'd say first overtime,
yeah,
because a basket sends us back to second overtime.
Brunswick's run this inbounds play 2 times, and they've gotten fouled and scored a bucket off of it. So when they come down on the baseline, they're going to have this, because it's on the bench side, they're going to have it on our side where the guy's going to cut down the lane to the left and have a layup. I'm almost positive that's what they'll run, because they've run it twice in the game and gotten something off of them.
All right.
We'll see. That's why you pay me the big bucks if I get it right.
So I'm going to let you do the call here. You're on play-by-play now, Coach.
All right, you got it.
Because you know what's going to happen. Let's see how it goes. Great game here tonight. We got our money's worth in Brunswick.
Coming out with a different wrinkle. They don't come out with what I thought. They're going to set it up the same formation, though, but out here at half court that I thought would be under.
All right, we got a whistle.
I think they're expecting a timeout again. That's the only reason I would think that Brunswick would set up like that.
Yeah.
But they're set up like they should be
on
the basket. Browski to throw it in. Double screen. Goes out to Dudley.
Out
Dudley
back.
Looking. The screen up top by Hawks. Dudley's going to drive. And he got fouled.
Oh, boy.
Fouled by Offit. Going to line for two.
So at 11 seconds on the clock, Dudley's got to make them both to keep his team alive.
But he missed the two previous.
He
did. He was falling off balance.
He
Let's
did.
See if he regroups and figure why he missed it on the first two.
It's all on him right now, and he's had a great night. Got it. Ooh, just strings.
I look for Coach Wooder to call a timeout and get Hayden Matthews and sub him out of the game for Logan Williams, who's down on the end of the bench.
And made them both. Clutch free throw. No timeout. Matthew, he brings it up. Loses
Crouch.
The ball. Gets it back.
Crouch.
5 seconds. Matthew goes into the lane. Shoots on the run. Oh, it drops. It drops. It drops.
Ben
Matthew
Crouch.
Off it.
Ben Crouch. The shoes are messing
Crouch.
Up. It's Ben Crouch.
Wow, Ben Crouch wins the game at the buzzer. It hung forever on the front of the rim.
Yep. And then
it just sat there, and you could hear there was a pin drop in this arena.
Off balance, fell in, great move, great shot.
Wow, what a game. Yeah, go get somebody. All right, we're going to take a break. We're going to get an interview here, and we'll get one of the players over here. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back. All right, we're back with you here at Courtside. Time is in. Hey, what a game this was. Cougars pull out a 62-60 on a win on a last-second shot, and you could have heard a pin drop, Ben, when that ball hit the front of the rim and just hung there for like a second. What were you thinking?
I was just thinking, this thing needs to drop. I saw 11 seconds on the scoreboard. I was like, I'm going to take my guy. When it went in, I was just so happy.
Yeah, good shot, good shot.
Hey, Matt, I saw the play before Robert got the rebound down underneath, and I saw you yelling at him to kick it back out. And in the very next play, looked like he had a lot of confidence, hit that step back three.
Yeah.
Did Robert, that's senior leadership of you guys feeding off each other, because looking for your shot earlier, Robert put you guys on your back
Definitely.
For a while
yep.
and encouraged you until you and Logan started getting involved in offense.
Yeah.
Anything? Did you have words with Robert? What went on in that last possession down there when you were saying something to him?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we were a little upset. We felt like we were open, both me and Ben, when he got that board. But we understand he's getting hacked, right? He was hot in the first half, so he's going back up. I get that. But we went over there. We said, let's draw a playoff for me. And so we sent that.
So that play, that three was designed for you to
Yep. We ran our set. Rob had the ball up there, passed it back. And I got it in my pivot and let it fly. So.
Awesome. Hey, Robert, team was struggling offensively first 4 or 5 minutes of the basketball game. You had 0 points up there. Luckily, Brunswick wasn't coming out. It looked like there was a time in that second quarter, and you looked like a man. I even said it on the radio, a man playing amongst boys and just kind of took over. And it scored a three and then a bunch of plays after that. Talk about how I saw you last year. Talk about how your confidence has grown from last year to this year to put this team on your back.
I've just been putting in more work in the gym. By myself, I played AAU over the summer, and that definitely helped. It was more physical, faster pace, but sorry, that's it.
All right, hey guys, man, congratulations, great win. I guess that puts you guys 2 games up on a home playoff game. Hadn't had one there in a while. 62-60 victory. Senior leadership really showed up.
Yeah.
Good game, fellas.
So you know what's interesting is you get to see them again in a week?
In a week.
In a week. You get at home at your place. So that'll be interesting, don't you think?
Yes, sir, definitely. We're hyped for that game.
All right. We get that one, and we're going to get a home playoff game. You know,
yeah.
Got to get it.
Well, we'll be there for that one, too. That one will be on the radio. I don't know if you heard, but all of Thurmont, the power went out.
has been out. This whole game, we weren't able to broadcast live. Yeah. The best game.
I know my mom's pissed.
Oh, I was upset because the radio station is completely dark right now. So we're Memorex. We're not live, but that's okay. We'll put it up later on a delayed broadcast.
All right, guys.
Big time win.
Congratulations
to all of you.
Good job. We'll see you in a couple weeks. Good job. All right.
All right, that's a wrap. Well, we want to thank everybody for their support, especially the American Legion Post 168, Center of Life Chiropractic, Fredericktown Yamaha, Kelco Plumbing, and Thurmont Country Kitchen. Coach, any final thoughts?
No, I think senior leadership showed up. Ben Krause coming through there, great bucket, a great basketball game, 1A. You wouldn't expect anything less. And then if they're playing each other in a week, Brunswick's going to be hungry for that one.
Yeah, that's going to be a great matchup, I think, because, look, if there's anything like tonight, you know, we can't lose.
Yeah.
Right?
That's right.
All right, thanks.
Hopefully the power won't go out.
On behalf of the entire AM 1450 team, I want to thank you for tuning in and listening to this delayed broadcast. I want to thank the Thurmont Power Company for working so hard to get us back, get the power restored back in Thurmont. I know those guys do a great job and under really difficult cold conditions tonight. So thank you, and we'll be back again tomorrow night. We'll be at Linganore. The Frederick Cadets playing at Linganore. Frederick's got a good team.
They got an outstanding team. They're on a two-year role, and I've looked for that to be a high scoring game for sure.
So that Friday night game was moved up to Thursday because of the predicted snow on Friday. We'll have that one, and then we'll be back next week. Check out our broadcast schedule, WTHUradio.com. Click on broadcast schedule under sports tab, and you'll see all of our games that we'll be doing live for you here. Thanks for tuning in. Have a great night.
All right, now did they take our chairs?
Yeah.
I got to save this bad boy.
Good, man. All right, Michael.